now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. We got a big 2 hours on tap for you here to close out the week on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we'll set the table and then very quickly start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And we'll start, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it PC, be it Android, or even just go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, you can download it to an Android device, an Apple device, a PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we do thank each and every one of you for your service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll set the table, start knocking things down. That's next here on the Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip it off next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Well, we get ready to get things started and tip off the Spano and Black Attack for a Friday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to weigh in, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And our focus much of the way is going to be on the NBA. NBA Finals Game 1 in the books. The Warriors topped the Cavaliers 104-89. We'll dive into it in a major way. We'll get into the whys, the what fors, my takeaways, and more as we move along through hour one here of the attack. And then we'll roll out of the NBA Finals, and we'll roll to some other NBA news. There's a rumored trade that I've heard bounced around that I want to weigh in on. And then to kind of take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll switch to Major League Baseball, and we'll bring on an old friend of the show, Bob Nightingale from USA Today, to talk all the latest in Major League Baseball from the Mariners' epic comeback against the Padres, to the greatness of the Chicago Cubs, to everything in between, the resurgence of the Houston Astros, all that more at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time with Bob Nightingale from USA Today. And where we're going to start, of course, is with the Golden State Warriors 104-89 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers that gives them the one game to none lead in the NBA Finals, and also gives us a very happy Robert this morning out in San Francisco as he stayed up late to watch the game, got up early, managed to get himself in, but he's there in San Francisco with a smile from ear to ear as his Golden State Warriors hold serve at home, take game one of the NBA Finals, and in some ways people have made a case that they cruised in doing so and that it bodes well for a pretty easy series for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know that I agree there. I understand, you know, you look back at this game and Golden State led most of the way. They came out, they had that lackluster start to the third quarter. Steve Kerr breaks the clipboard. The Cavaliers, who had spent the entire game chasing the Golden State Warriors, finally got over the top in the middle of the third quarter, only to have the Warriors go on that big 15-0 run, which was led basically by all bench players. That ended up being late into the third quarter, into the early portion of the fourth quarter, literally the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. And that one really put this one in firm control of the Golden State Warriors. So a lot of people took out of that, hey, it was a game in many ways where Golden State toyed with Cleveland most of the way. They came out, they didn't have the same level of focus and intensity in the third quarter. They let the Cavs truly get back into this. The Cavs actually got over the top and took the lead for a brief period of time in the third quarter. But then once that happened, the Warriors put their foot on the accelerator with their bench and role players, dominated the late third quarter into the early fourth quarter, and made this one a laugher the rest of the way. And they did that without a good game from either member of the Splash Brothers. And actually, this effort by the Splash Brothers was, I guess, in the last 2 years, from what I was reading in some of the cool stats and doing the research here to get ready for this, them combining for only 20 points, that was their lowest combined point total when both playing in a game in the last 2 years. So when you look at this game in some ways, and that's what a lot of people are saying, Golden State controlled this game most of the way outside of a chunk of the third quarter where Golden State looked lackluster and the Cavaliers took over and actually took the lead. This game was all Cavaliers, and they did it with about the worst efforts that they can possibly get out of either member of the Splash Brothers. So a lot of people believe that that bodes very well for Golden State Warriors' fairly convincing, fairly decisive, and fairly short and fairly easy victory in these NBA Finals. I don't know that that's my same takeaway. I'm going to go to the other side of this and say, well, the Cavaliers got absolutely nothing out of their role players and out of their bench. And as a result, they basically asked their big three to do everything all by themselves. They didn't get that great and dominant three-point shooting effort that they've gotten throughout the postseason. So as a result, while this was a game that Golden State controlled much of the way, the Cavaliers were in it most of the way, and they did that despite the fact that outside of the big three, they got almost nothing from anybody else on their roster. So I'll take that approach. And as a result, in watching game one, there's nothing that changes my mind about the Cavaliers' ability to win this series. Their role players just have to play better. Kyrie Irving has to stop playing hero ball and has to make sure he moves the ball better than he did in game one. There was a stickiness to his game last night. The ball stuck in his hands, and their offense did not flow. And that really hurt them, despite the fact that Irving was the Cavaliers' leading scorer. He didn't play as well as he's played throughout this postseason. There was a stickiness to his game. There was a hero ball element to his game and a little bit too much isolation basketball. If he plays the way he did throughout most of the rest of this playoff run, along with LeBron being LeBron, and LeBron was very, very good last night, and good Kevin Love, much like he was in game one with 17 points and 13 rebounds, if they can get anything out of their role players, be it J.R. Smith, be it Iman Shumpert, be it Richard Jefferson, be it Matthew Dellavedova, or be it Channing Frye, well, they'll have a chance to steal game two on Sunday night in Golden State. I mean, you can't ask your big three to do everything. I mean, other than Tristan Thompson, not one of their role players was in double digits. And not only in double digits, other than Tristan Thompson, no other player in that big three that wasn't a member of that big three scored more than 3 points. And there's just no way against a team that had a historic 73-win regular season and is the defending NBA champions that your role players can do that little and you're going to have a chance to win the game. I mean, look at these numbers for these role players. We talked about the big three and how solid they were. Yes, there was some stickiness of the basketball with Kyrie Irving, but James played great defense. He facilitated offense. He scored when he needed to score. Kevin Love was extremely solid on the boards and scoring the basketball. And then Tristan Thompson, as the only role player who did anything, gave you 10 points and 12 rebounds in his 31 minutes. But now let's look at the rest of these role players. The last of the starters, J.R. Smith, 3 points on 1-for-3 from the field in 36 minutes. Iman Shumpert in 17 minutes, 3 points, 1 rebound on 1-for-1 from the field. Richard Jefferson in 12 minutes, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1-of-3 from the field. And in 11 minutes, Matthew Dellavedova, 2 points, 1 assist. You just can't win basketball games that way. You asked that big three to do so much that it put the Cavaliers in an impossible position. So that's my takeaway from this. And on the other side, we'll explore more of Game 1 NBA Finals and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You're listening to me on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, Edgy Sports Talk continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the focus has been on the Warriors, 104-89 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. And I was talking about the fact that a lot of what I've read and a lot of what I've heard, basically the takeaway for a lot of people from game one was the fact that Golden State was able to control this game pretty well from stem to stern. It took them that big 15-0 run that spanned the third quarter and into the fourth quarter to really shake off and dispatch the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that was after the Cavaliers had actually come back and taken a lead in this basketball game. A lot of people are taking away the big takeaway for them is the fact that the Warriors did this without a good effort from either Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. And it was amongst the worst efforts, and I think it was statistically the worst effort and the least amount of points these two have scored when both on the floor together for a game in the last two seasons. So a lot of people are taking away from this game that Golden State won and won decisively without those two playing well. That should make this series even easier moving along for the Warriors because Curry and Thompson are not going to continue to play like that for this entire series. And I think that's fair. I don't think you can expect these kind of lackluster efforts from Klay Thompson and Steph Curry going forward. But one of the things you did see, and it's going to be a well-rested LeBron because the path to this point has been easy for him, and there's a lot of space between games in this series. When LeBron went out and defended Steph Curry, and he didn't allow switches very often, he defended Steph Curry a lot in game one. Steph Curry could do nothing. So LeBron is certainly not going to make it easy for Steph Curry to get off. And there are going to be times where Steph Curry does get off in this series. LeBron can't guard everybody, so there's going to be opportunities for Klay Thompson to exploit J.R. Smith and his limited defensive acumen. I get all of those things. And that's a very realistic takeaway. Two of your best three players and your two most prolific offensive players played way below their standard, and you won by double digits. Boy, this series should be easy as you move along. Well, that's true, and I can understand that takeaway. But again, that's not my takeaway, and I'm going to tell you why. If you look at how well that Golden State bench played, 45-10 bench edge for the Golden State Warriors over the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers only got 23 points from anybody not named Love, Irving, or James, while they got 66 from those three alone. Well, that's the other side of this. Can the role players and the bench players of the Cleveland Cavaliers continue to be this bad throughout this series while in turn, and I understand the Warriors are deep and talented, will the Warriors bench players and role players continue to be this good in this series? And normally what happens is bench and role players always play much better at home than they do on the road. And that may be a situation that comes into play here. And the Warriors do have home court advantage. But the realities are, I don't think you can expect the Warriors bench to continue to dominate at the level that they did in game one. The Cavaliers are going to get something out of their bench and something out of their role players. And as I talked about, outside of the big three, and to some degree Tristan Thompson, the role players for the Cavaliers couldn't have been worse. Not only did they not have any other role player other than Tristan Thompson get into double figures, they couldn't get anybody to 5 points. Well, I don't really believe that that's going to happen throughout this series. You know, you're going to see more of Channing Frye as this series unfolds. He's going to play more than 7 minutes, and he's going to be a factor from deep. Matthew Dellavedova is going to be a bigger factor in this series. I don't know if Iman Shumpert or Richard Jefferson will. J.R. Smith will certainly be a bigger factor in this series. So I think the role players, the bench players, the non-stars for the Cavaliers will shrink that divide between what they did in Game 1 and what the Warriors' non-stars and role players were able to do in Game 1. And I think that'll be an equalizing factor in this series. Will I expect moments of glory and grandeur from Klay Thompson and Steph Curry? Of course I do. But in turn, I also expect a better Kyrie Irving with less ball stickiness and more dominating and being more dominant offensively. There's more that LeBron can give on the offensive end. And I expect the Cleveland Cavaliers to force more turnovers and get into transition at times and take advantage of what is the Achilles heel of the Golden State Warriors. And that's their proclivity, as it were, their proclivity for turning over the basketball. I think that'll weigh in here as well. So while there's room for the Warriors to do more, I'm not willing to make this a situation where all I take away from this is how badly the Splash Brothers played. And that means, well, the Warriors have so much to build on. This is going to be a short series. There are an awful lot of things the Cavaliers didn't do well either. And those things will also improve as this series unfolds. And that makes me believe, and that doesn't change my belief, that the Cavaliers can still win this series and will still win this series because they're going to steal a game from the Warriors somewhere in the Oracle during this series. And the difference is LeBron James. He's still the most important player on that floor, and he's still the best player on that floor. Again, what we always see in big spots is consistency. The Splash Brothers were invisible last night. And LeBron James rendered Steph Curry an afterthought in this game and will continue to do so for big chunks of this series. And as a result, that allows the Cleveland Cavaliers to compete with the Golden State Warriors, and it will give them an ability to steal a game. Because the one thing the Cavaliers can't do, they're not going to render LeBron James an afterthought in this series. The Warriors can't do that. As good a defender as Andre Iguodala is, as good a defender as Draymond Green is, that just doesn't happen with LeBron. He's an uncanny ball handler. He'll facilitate the offense of others. If Kyrie Irving on that perimeter keeps the ball moving as well, along with doing the things that he always does on the offensive end, all of a sudden things will open up for the Cavaliers. You'll start to see the three be a big factor, which it wasn't for either team in this series and really in Game 1, and really in many ways that was a wash. So I'm not ready to forecast doom and gloom for the Cleveland Cavaliers off of this Game 1 loss. The series hasn't started because the home team hasn't lost a game. You look ahead to Game 2 on Sunday, a lot of rest between now and Sunday. James is going to give you 40-plus minutes. He may take an even more prominent role within this offense. Maybe this is the game in the series where he goes for 30-plus, still facilitates the offense of others. Kyrie Irving gets the ball moving out of his hands, and it doesn't stick in his hands like it did in Game 1. Kevin Love knocks down his first shot, which means he's going to be a factor offensively. The bench and the role players come to life, and all of a sudden the threes start flowing. And Golden State may not at that point then have answers for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So to me, while there was so much that Golden State didn't do right, that they could do right going forward, that it leads you to believe that there's a lot more basketball in the arsenal for the Warriors and an ability to play far better, which is true, there's a lot of those same things you can say about the Cavaliers. So I don't really take away that this series is over. The series hasn't started. Home team hasn't lost a game. Watch out on Sunday in the Oracle for you to see that LeBron with the Game 7 sense of urgency, and maybe he takes over this game and a lot of the other things I talk about happen. All of a sudden, the threes end up being a big factor in this series. No more Kyrie Irving, you know, taking nine shots in half-court situations without passing the basketball. I think that changes a little bit, and that facilitates some of the ball movement. There's no more hero ball from him, not as much isolation basketball from him. And then I also think a stat that could be flipped that could change the complexion of any game in this series is the turnover battle. Everybody forgets the Warriors won that, and that's always huge for them. They only turned the ball over nine times. The Cavaliers turned it over 17 times, and that led to 25 Golden State points. That's always huge because the Achilles heel of the Warriors are those turnovers. So if those start to come to light, all of a sudden there's something that tightens up the game as well. So those are some things to watch out for in Game 2. More on Cavaliers-Warriors NBA Finals Game 1 next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So no flipping.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-380-8167 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-380-8167. That's 800-380-8167. Again, 800-380-8167.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax and substitutions extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And be particularly sure to follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You get all the latest heads up on programming news here on the network, including what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's that 2-hour weekday block we do at 6 p.m. Eastern time on weekdays. Again, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific time. It's a two-hour block. We call it the Best of Sports Byline. It gives you a second chance to catch anything you may have missed from earlier in the day here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA and find out what the latest is as far as programming on the network here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But back to Game 1 NBA Finals. And we've talked a lot about the fact that I don't think all is lost for the Cavaliers coming out of this game. And I've detailed a lot of why. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that outside of the big three and their 66 points and 10 more from Tristan Thompson, the Cavaliers got almost nothing from anybody. And that's not going to happen throughout this series. Where in turn, you had the Golden State Warriors get incredible play from their role players. They didn't turn over the basketball. You know, how can you expect 20 points from Sean Livingston again? You really expect Sean Livingston to score the same amount of points that your Splash Brothers did? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know that they can get 54 points in the paint. And I don't know that the Cavaliers are only going to score, are only going to shoot 21 threes and only hit 7 of them. So there's a lot that the Cavs can hang their hat on as far as, hey, it didn't go right. And we were still competitive for three quarters. And we had actually climbed back in this game and taken a lead in the middle of the third quarter. So there's a lot of room for the Cavs to improve, just as there's a lot of room for the Warriors to improve. I think game two on Sunday is pivotal in this series. But again, I just want everybody to realize it's one loss. It's not as though the Cavaliers lost five games here, and this is what I don't want everybody to get caught up in. Series hasn't begun. Home team hasn't lost a game. It wasn't a complete blowout and whitewashing. And there's a lot that both of these clubs could do better and a lot of things that could go right for both of these clubs and, for that matter, that could go wrong for both of these clubs in game two that didn't go wrong in game one. So to me, the outcome of game one does not show that the Golden State Warriors are in firm control of this series. And again, for me, that wild card is LeBron James. To me, he's still the best player on the court night in, night out between these two teams. What he can do on both ends of the floor and his ability and determination in trying to neutralize and successfully thus far neutralizing Steph Curry, I think that's going to play a huge role as this series unfolds, and specifically in game two. I think you're going to see a sense of urgency from LeBron on both ends of the court, akin to what you saw in game six against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you're going to see LeBron be a little more assertive and a little less deferential on the offensive end, and a little less worried or a little less eager to facilitate the offense of others coming off of the disappointing showing of everybody that wasn't a member of the big three. So I think he goes for 30 plus here, possibly a triple double. And on defense, I think he's going to show that same level of determination and stick-to-itiveness to Steph Curry that he showed in game one. And I think that'll pay huge dividends for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I think that those are some things to watch out for. And that was really my takeaways from game one. Different than a lot of people who thought that this effort by Golden State in game one really puts them in firm control. It's not the way I see it. We'll all be watching Sunday, 8 p.m. on ABC from the Oracle. And again, I think there's a lot of intrigue. And again, I think this series is going to be a ratings grabber. I think so many of these games are going to be so terrific. And I think you're going to get storyline after storyline as this series unfolds. But now I want to move on to other news around the NBA. And it's a rumored trade between the 76ers and Hawks. And the rumor is that the 76ers would acquire Jeff Teague, one-time all-star point guard, who's just about to turn 28 years old, which means he's coming into the heart of his prime right now, but is far from old by NBA standards. He's got 3 to 4 more years at the very top of his game. And in exchange for that, the Atlanta Hawks would receive power forward slash center Nerlens Noel, who is a younger player. But also in Philadelphia, he's part of a logjam of bigs. And that logjam is going to continue to fill up as they, you know, after this draft, where it looks like they are going to draft Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons is really a power forward. And he has otherworldly potential. And I get that. To me, I don't know that he's going to realize all that potential, because I didn't see a guy who wanted the basketball when it mattered. But in any event, after the 76ers add Ben Simmons, as many expect they will, all of a sudden they got a logjam at the two big positions, because Ben Simmons' position in the NBA is going to be a four. Especially in today's small ball world, he's going to be a four. Noel is already a 4/5. Jahlil Okafor is a 5. Joel Embiid is a 5. So they have this logjam of guys at the two power positions. They have some talent. They need some more. But what they absolutely do not have is any veteran presence to teach this team how to win, because losing can become poisonous after a while. They do not have anybody to teach them how to win, number one. And number two, the parts are generally mismatched, so a floor general and point guard can maybe help some of these young guys that have shown you things grow and expand their game. So to me, in many ways, this trade from a 76ers standpoint makes perfect sense. I like this addition very, very much for the 76ers. And I've read things where this is now short-circuiting the Sam Hinkie plan of staying young and building and building and building. Well, they've acquired and are going to continue to acquire in this draft a lot of those young parts. They now have to start sorting out some deck chairs and go and come up with a definitive direction, because you can't keep losing year after year. At some point, it becomes poisonous to these guys, and it's counterproductive. You saw it in Washington, and then they had to pull a trade to bring in some veteran pieces to change the culture within that locker room, because it had gotten so poisonous because they lost so often with the Washington Wizards. And it really helped them turn a corner and become a very good team in the East. You know, yeah, they've had a hiccup this year. But the previous couple of years, that trade that they made to move out some of the young guys, and it was a trade they made with Denver, and move in some more veteran pieces, it really, really paid some huge dividends for the Washington Wizards as it related to adding some veteran leadership and taking some of the poison of losing out of that locker room. And the 76ers and this core group that have been together for a while now have done so much losing. They lose so often that adding a veteran presence that can elevate their play, because they're in desperate need of a point guard, along with somebody that's won in this league before, will probably go a long way in paying dividends for them. And now they can get into the process of sorting out some deck chairs. They've acquired pieces. They've got a ton of salary cap space. And maybe by bringing in some of these veteran parts going forward in the next year or two, you can start to use some of that salary cap space to bring in some established veterans that can help this team turn the corner. So to me, from the 76ers standpoint, this makes a lot of sense. It's not without risk because you're counting on Joel Embiid to be healthy, and I'm not sure that's the case. But you've got to move out this logjam at some point. For the Hawks, I'm not quite sure I get it. I understand the desire to move move Jeff Teague. You're turning this thing over to Dennis Schroeder. He's going to be the long-term answer at point guard. You're going to reward him with the big contract, and you're going to move forward with him as your leader. I get that. But unless you're letting Al Horford go, or Al Horford is choosing not to come back to Atlanta, I don't know where Nerlens Noel fits. Because now you've got Horford at the five, and you got Paul Millsap at the four. I don't believe you're going to trade Jeff Teague to bring in Nerlens Noel and not have him start. And I don't know that you can go in today's NBA with a lot of small ball. I don't know long term that you can go with a starting lineup across the front of Noel at the four, Horford at the five, or Horford at the floor, Noel at the five, as the case may be. It would really help Horford's game take off if he could guard power forwards, and Paul Millsap at the three. Maybe that is a possibility. I don't know that I like it, however. So while I like the idea of trading Jeff Teague, and I understand that direction for the Atlanta Hawks, I don't know that Nerlens Noel is the best answer for them. It's certainly a great move in my mind for the Philadelphia 76ers, as you get a point guard who's all-star level, has made the all-star game before. He's entering the heart of his prime, has a manageable contract, and he can help pull together all these parts. That helps you kind of sort out the deck chairs a little bit in Philadelphia. So I totally get it for the 76ers. They're obviously going to have to be other parts included in this deal to make some of these things work, and it'll probably be part of a bigger package. Maybe some draft picks move back to Atlanta, as the 76ers have more draft picks than they'll ever need. So it'll be interesting to watch how all this unfolds. But to kind of wrap this up, I'd love this move for the 76ers. Not sure I'd be as thrilled with it as for the Hawks. And I think maybe there's some more desirable options out there. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Well, I'm not edgy. I hope you're not edgy. Hope you're enjoying this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, it's been a big first hour here on the attack, and we covered a lot of ground. We recapped Game 1 NBA Finals top to tail. I don't think we could have done any better or more thorough of a job, and I thought I gave you my takeaways and did a good job of letting you know why all is not lost for the Cavaliers, despite that being the popular notion coming out of Game 1. There's still a lot of basketball to be played in that series, and I think you should watch. I think Game 2 is going to be extremely interesting with LeBron showing exactly why he is the most important player in the NBA right now. And then we talked about a potential trade between the 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks, where Jeff Teague would move to Philadelphia and Nerlens Noel would move to Atlanta. Have my reservations about it from the Hawks side, wondering how it fits together and how all the deck chairs would come together. No reservations about it for the 76ers side for a number of reasons. Again, you're starting to sort out deck chairs. You're eliminating a logjam at your power positions. You're bringing in a point guard to lead this thing and a veteran to get some of the poison out of that locker room and start to turn the corner with this team. Again, it'll be a package that'll be expanded and other parts will be in it. But I'd love that trade for the 76ers if they can get it to go down. For the Hawks, I think there may be some better options out there if you decide to move Jeff Teague and install Dennis Schroeder as your starting point guard. On that note, that's a wrap on Hour 1. It was an NBA-focused Hour 1 and Hour 2. We're going to do some Major League Baseball and a whole host of other things. We'll take your calls all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. But right now, we're going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Flooding in Texas claims the lives of five U.S. soldiers. The tragedy happens when a Fort Hood transport vehicle gets flipped over by floodwater. The tactical vehicle overturned when it tried crossing a flooded creek on the Central Texas Army base. Well, the State Department admits editing an official video record. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
After weeks of denials and claims of a computer glitch, the Obama State Department has admitted they deliberately edited a video recording of a press conference where then-spokeswoman Jen Psaki admitted lying to the press. Even with that admission, spokesman John Kirby was not forthcoming with all the details.
The specific request was made to excise that portion of the briefing. We do not know who made the request to edit the video or why it was made.
Former spokeswoman Psaki, now director of communications at the White House, denies she had anything to do with the video's editing.
This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage and QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Developments in the investigation of Wednesday's murder-suicide shootings at UCLA. The update from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Authorities say the gunman in the murder-suicide had a kill list, and the LA Police Chief Charlie Beck says the list included the victim, UCLA Professor William Klug, and another professor who wasn't on the campus at the time of the shooting incident. If he was, he may have also been killed. Also, a woman was on the list. She was found dead in her home in a Minneapolis suburb a few days ago. That woman, apparently the shooter's wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Got a recall to tell you about this morning as Meadow Gold Dairy recalls whipping cream and half and half over concerns about incomplete pasteurization. The recall affects products sold in Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Oregon. The whipping cream has a sell-by date of June 24th with the half-and-half dated to sell by June 17th. If you bought it, you should bring it back to the grocery store. This is USA Radio News. I'm John DeMaster.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Ohio prosecutors may decide today on whether to file charges in the killing of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo. A police investigation began after a 3-year-old boy falls into the gorilla enclosure last Saturday. Zookeepers killed the gorilla to keep the child safe. Investigators say they were focusing on the actions of the child's parents and not the safety of the zoo. President Obama says the United States must remain a global leader. Terry Moore has the details.
The president said America cannot become an isolationist nation.
The United States of America remains the most powerful nation on earth and a force for good.
Obama gave the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
We have a responsibility to be guided by intelligence and not ideology.
He said U.S. leaders must also realize that America cannot solve all the world's problems alone.
Our foreign policy has to be strong, but it also has to be smart.
And Obama argued that diplomacy often works better than military intervention. It was Obama's last address to a military academy as commander-in-chief. I'm Terry Moore reporting.
Republican National Committee officials say all the fundraising dollars have nearly been collected, despite Hewlett-Packard and other A-list companies withdrawing their GOP donations.
We think that it's been a bit overplayed in many cases. In fact, we are at nearly 90% of our fundraising goal, having surpassed $56 million just this week.
The spokesperson for the fundraising committee, Destination Cleveland, Emmy Lauer, says that they'll reach their target of $64 million before the start of the convention. This is USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. On the other side, we'll start set the table for Hour 2 and then start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know the many ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, be they Apple, be they Android, or be they small PC. And let's talk about it right now, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app, and it's an app you can download to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or just go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that app versatility that so many covet, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or you can go to just go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the great people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we thank all of those service people for their great service to this country. Again, on the other side, your calls are welcome to 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll set the table for a big hour two next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow's actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack by setting the table, and then we're very quickly going to start knocking things down. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number to get involved again, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so come hang out with me here on this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And in this hour, it'll really be a mixed bag. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. And at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Bob Nightingale from USA Today will join us. And we'll really go inside all the latest doings on the diamond in Major League Baseball. And then before that, we're just going to mix it up and have some fun. I found some really cool business of sports articles that focus on the NBA that we can have a little fun with in this segment. And then I'll have a couple of surprises for you in the middle segment before we get to Bob Nightingale at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. But I guess the place to start for me is with Steph Curry. Didn't have much of a shooting night, wasn't much of a positive factor in the Warriors' Game 1 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals, but he did release his own emoji app called Stephmoji, which I'm actually going to go check out right now. And we'll have some fun with that. You know, if you look on Bar, and I found this courtesy of Barstool Sports, and if you look on Barstool Sports, they show you a whole bunch of different really cool Steph emojis. And there's everything from Steph holding a surfboard. There's Steph with warrior face paint. There's, you know, for those of you that listen to Sports Byline that emanate in San Francisco, there's the old 415 emoji. There's Steph hitting the three emoji. There's Steph shooting over the world emoji. Steph hitting a putt emoji. There's just all kinds of cool. There's a blazing basketball emoji. It looks like a fun sight. And if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, as many in our audience are, and our very own producer, Robert, is, this might be a cool thing to go to. Again, Stephmoji is the name of the site. And it's, again, Steph's very own emoji app. There's even one of him at one of the post-game press conferences with his lovely daughter. So maybe that's even an emoji that you can put out there. But it looks like it's a fun site. It's lighthearted. It looks like just a whole lot of fun. Again, you can go to Stephmoji and check out these really cool Steph Curry emojis. And again, you know, sometimes we have some fun. These are the lighter side of sports. And in many ways, this is the business of sport. These guys are great gifted athletes who get paid a whole lot of money to be on the court. But that window is relatively short. So in that time on the court, your overriding goal is, well, one of your overriding goals, in addition to your acumen and success on the court, is to try and take advantage of that fame and parlay it into additional fortune by some business opportunities. And in this day and age, you know, where we all use emojis in our social media work and in our texts and everything else, I think this is a great way for Steph to add another business to his business model. It's something that can outlast his playing days. And by the way, they're really, really cool too. Like I said, it's everything from Steph hitting threes, it's Steph dribbling, it's kind of all things Steph. And if you are a huge Steph fan, go to Stephmoji and check these out. I think they're a whole lot of fun, and you know, and I think there's something that all you Golden State Warrior and Steph Curry fans can enjoy, because you can punctuate a message with a Stephmoji. And again, that's Stephmoji.com. I'm actually going to pull up the site now. I had moved. I was on Barstool Sports where I found it. Let me see the listing of how many they've got. I'm actually on Stephmoji.com. And again, it's available in the App Store or at Google Play. And let's see what he's charging, because I just went to Google Play. $199. So it'll be interesting to see how many buys. But in this day and age, you know, it's something great to add to your business model. You know, there are a whole lot of Stephmoji-related options. And again, these things are a whole lot of fun, and they add to your resources. And I think that that's a smart thing to do if you're these NBA players. It's creative ways to make money and find ways to capitalize on your fame and your fortune. So it's fun. It's lighthearted. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to have a Steph emoji punctuate any of your messages on social media or text. So again, a whole lot of fun, and that's courtesy of Barstool Sports. Here's another one I saw that I found even more interesting, and this is courtesy of Larry Brown Sports. And again, this is just something where you talk about all of these guys want to capitalize. Again, being a professional athlete, you make a lot of money. Or many of them make a lot of money, but it's a short window, and that money has to last you the rest of your life, and you spend a lot of time in retirement. And the realities are, so if there are opportunities there for you to make that extra money, you got to go after it. And there's no harm in developing an emoji app, and it'll be fun, and that thing will take off like crazy, and Steph will make a boatload of money at $1.99 a pop. This one I found a little more interesting and a little more humorous. Matt Dellavedova gets his own signature shoe deal. No knock on Matthew Dellavedova, but he's a role player on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And, you know, I don't know how popular the sneaker of a role player would be. But, you know, but hey, if you're offered the opportunity and you're going to have a chance to endorse something like this and make some extra money and capitalize on your fame, you go for it. You got nothing to lose. It's fun. I just find it humorous. I don't know that the Matt Dellavedova sneaker will exactly ever become the Air Jordan, for obvious reasons. Dellavedova, nice role player, but when it comes to buying cool shoe apparel for your feet, they never talk about role player sneakers. It's always, you know, it's always sneakers endorsed by stars and transcendent figures in the game of sport. Matt Dellavedova is neither of those things. He's a nice role player for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but Chinese footwear and apparel company Peak has, you know, approached Dellavedova about 2 years ago with the idea of introducing a basketball shoe into his native Australian market. And again, Peak is also the team that provides sneakers for the Australian Olympic team, or the Australian national team, I should say, of which Dellavedova is a member. So I get it. On some level, I guess there'll be some success in Australia because he's a native son. But again, do you really want, you know, the sneaker of a role player? I mean, if anything, right now, the best Australian in the game is Stephen Adams. Maybe you should give him a sneaker. Now, check out my Delhi Ones, and that's going to be the name of the sneaker. It's going to be a Delhi One. And Dellavedova had a role in creating the sneaker. Again, Peak is a Chinese company that makes foot apparel. And they, you know, obviously there's Peak Australia, which is a subsidiary of Peak, which is a Chinese-based company. And again, Peak outfits the Australian national basketball team, and Dellavedova's a member. The endorsement's a natural fit. I get it. I just find this a little amusing, the Delhi One. I don't know that it'll exactly take off like the Air Jordan. And it might do okay in Australia. I doubt it ever gets marketed here, and I think it's pretty unlikely that you ever see the Delhi One make it to these shores because, quite honestly, I don't know anybody in this country that's going to wear role player sneakers. And it's just kind of the way it works. Role player sneakers do not exist. Yeah. Michael Jordan was anything but a role player, and that's why his sneakers are transcendent. On the other side, more fun within the world of sports before we get to Major League Baseball with Bob Nightingale at 40 after this hour. I'm Joe Spano, weigh in at 800-878-PLAY on anything you want to that we've talked about thus far. Again, on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. You can weigh in on anything we've talked about thus far. You know, and it's really been focused around the NBA. And whether it be Game 1 NBA Finals, whether it be the proposed trade between the 76ers and the Hawks, you can weigh in on that at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Or your take on some of the fun things that we talked about. The new Steph Curry emoji app, which Robert says he'll pass on. And he was certain, even quicker, he said he'd pass on the Delhi One, which I don't really blame you. I don't know how many people are going to buy Delhi One sneakers. You know, maybe they'll do okay in Australia. But again, the market for role-playing shoe apparel is, well, to be blunt, pretty limited. I don't have any nice way to describe, you know, the market for role player sneakers. That said, I don't blame these guys for trying to capitalize on the opportunities that their fame brings them. As I've talked about, you know, there's a limited shelf life and earning potential for professional athletes. So you applaud them. You know, this is a situation where they're not doing themselves any harm. Maybe they make some money out of it. It's fun. It's an opportunity for us to poke fun at them, and we did just that here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529. Bob Nightingale, in a little more than 10 minutes, will join us here on the Attack, and we'll get caught up with the latest in Major League Baseball, not the least of which is the situation out in San Diego with the Padres. I mean, a record-breaking loss last night. This is the first time in a nine-inning baseball game that a team was able to come back from a 10-run deficit and beat a team. The Mariners were down 10 runs in their game against the Padres last night, and guess what happened? They were down 12-2. The Mariners erased the whole deficit and win the damn baseball game. And this is just a week after the owner, the principal owner of the San Diego Padres, called the team embarrassing and miserable failures. So I'm kind of intrigued at what a loss like that, that has you at 21-34 on the year, already 12 and a half games out of first place. What does that kind of do to your season? And what, forget your season. What does that do to your organization? You know, what kind of changes are forthcoming in San Diego? The manager's a rookie, but I got to figure the front office is on the hot seat. And rightfully so. A couple of years back, they took a shot, spent some money, and it flat out didn't work. I guess the fortunate part for them is they own a ton of draft picks in this upcoming MLB draft. But you actually have your chairman and principal owner going on sports talk radio and calling the team's performance embarrassing and calling this group of players and what's transpired a miserable failure. You know, so I'm intrigued. And when we talk to Bob, in about 10 minutes here, that's probably where we'll start. You know, normally you lose a baseball game or you lose a football game or you lose a basketball game. And how many times do we talk about it? Well, it's just one loss. In this case, this one feels like more than one loss. This is one that will have, I have a feeling, far-reaching ramifications, because now national attention for your shortcomings has been heaped upon you, which means that in not too distant future, I have a funny feeling there'll be some organizational changes in San Diego, because, you know, you took a shot just two seasons ago to try and win games and be a winning team, and you spent all kinds of money, and you still stunk. So now you're going to strip things down. You got a bunch of draft picks and start over. Hopefully you can build something before you chase away your entire fan base, as the Padres have been mired in failure for so long. And in a division outside of the San Francisco Giants that doesn't seem to be particularly good, for you to be at the bottom and seven games behind the second-place Dodgers is, well, pretty embarrassing, to be blunt. You know, you're the third-worst team in the National League. Only Atlanta and Cincinnati are worse. And if you were worse than those two teams, you'd have to be real embarrassed. For Seattle, a good win keeps them tied atop the American League West with Texas. And then you look at the two teams at the bottom, Houston and Los Angeles. Houston's been on a run lately, and they're creeping close to 500. So we'll talk to Bob Nightingale about their run and what we can expect from the Houston Astros going forward as well. And I guess to kind of stay with the standings around Major League Baseball, and we'll dive into this stuff deeper with Bob Nightingale, but now's a good time to kind of take a temperature around the league a little bit. You know, you kind of double back to the National League. The Nationals now three games up on the Mets, who have struggled a little bit of late, and they're dealing with injuries because they're just not hitting. They've got injuries to David Wright, and he's going to be out quite a while, it looks like, Lucas Duda. And the bats are really just not coming together for the Mets. The reason they're competitive is because of their arms. And even those arms have dealt with lack of consistency, whether it be the rotation or the bullpen. But, you know, you're 13th in the National League in runs scored, despite being first in the league in home runs, and you're third in ERA. So you're pitching, but you ain't hitting. And you got some long-term injuries, so it should be interesting to see what the Mets do in hailing distance as the deadline approaches. For the Nationals, outside of Daniel Murphy and Bryce Harper, does anybody hit for that team? And those two have been terrific. But they don't have anybody else that hits a lick. And again, they've won because of the way they pitch. They've got terrific pitching. What they don't have is any hitting at all. And, you know, I obviously think with their money and their resources, they're going to get protection for those two big bats in that lineup so that they're not so easy to pitch around. And that could be the thing that separates them from the New York Mets. I kind of look at the rest of the NL East. Miami's been surprisingly good. Philadelphia on some level, just two games under 500, surprisingly good. And then there's the worst team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves. You move over to the NL Central, and the Cubs have been terrific. And they're going to win 100-plus games, probably about 110 games. And they're going to want to run away with the NL Central, leaving two pretty good teams in Pittsburgh and St. Louis to battle for wild card spots. But you look at the Cubs and the offensive assault they've put together this year, not surprising at all. Second in runs, fifth in home runs. Where I'm a little surprised, first in the league in ERA. Their rotation from 1 through 5 has been far better than I would have expected. And what looked like something you were going to have to address at the deadline to add pitching to the back of your starting rotation, probably not going to be the case here. You know, when you have breathing room, 4 and 5 starters don't matter all that much. You got breathing room. You're going to make the playoffs. Because you come to the postseason and you basically play pitch 3.5 starters. Where you want to go is your bullpen. And their bullpen's been pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. Where I think they will go, and they have a ton of bats, and they've got more guys than they can even play, and they got prospects. I think where they go, because they're going to be a bunch of closers that hit this market as we get closer to the trading deadline and things start to sort themselves out and teams kind of feel that they're eliminated from the pennant races. I think that's where the Cubs go. They kind of make a concerted effort to go 7, 8, and 9, lock it up, have situational guys from both sides. And I think that's the thing they address. Because come the postseason, Arrieta, Lester, and Lackey will be just fine as your 3 starters, along with Kyle Hendricks and Jason Hamill, occasionally having to start a game. You're fine. Are you as good as the Mets group or maybe some of the other groups? Not quite. But the guy at the top, your guy at the top can match anybody. And the number 2 in John Lester, he can match just about anybody's number 2. So if you lock up that bullpen and you make it as strong as everybody's bullpen because of the resources that you have, you know, the ability to trade some prospects and trade some other pieces that are on your major league roster because they just don't get opportunities to play, and you all of a sudden get a lockdown 7, 8, and 9, well, how would you stop the Cubs? They knock the cover off the ball. They score a ton of runs. They have a ton of power. They're deep. They're versatile. They have lefty-righty balance. They're getting terrific starting pitching. And then they'd have an incredibly deep bullpen that would end the game after 6 innings. They'd be unstoppable, and they would win the World Series without a doubt. So that's something we'll talk with Bob Nightingale about here in just a few minutes. And on the other side, we will be joined by the aforementioned Bob Nightingale. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-380-8167 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-380-8167. That's 800-380-8167. Again, 800-380-8167.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax and substitutions extra.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, but now out to our phones, where we're joined by one of the good guys in the business. From USA Today's Bob Nightingale. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball. Bob, thanks for joining us again here on the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, looking back at last night's Mariners-Padres game, you know, you lose a game like that to the Mariners where a record is set for the biggest collapse in a nine-inning baseball game, and you do that on the heels of the chairman and one of the principal owners of the team going on local radio and talking about how embarrassing you are and how the team has been a miserable failure this year. What does that mean for the long and short-term future out there for the San Diego Padres as far as the construction of this club and the construction of that front office?
Well, the front office is under heat for sure. They got a big draft coming up. I want to say they have six of the top, you know, 100 picks. So all he's doing is telling everybody this is unacceptable. And I'm sure the fans love hearing that. It goes back to old days when Ray Kroc, the old owner, grabbed the GA says, microphone at the PA, and screamed how bad a baseball it was. And everybody laughed about it at the time. That was in the 70s. And I think, you know, what he's doing is just echoing what all the fans were saying out there. They're just very, very frustrated with that team.
Well, you know, it was just a couple of years back where they spent an aggressive offseason spending a whole bunch of money that didn't net out with any results. And you know, they're gonna unload, because they're definitely out of it. And I guess they're going to unload a bunch of big contracts as the deadline approaches. James Shields will be gone and a host of others. Would they then go into the offseason, despite having six picks out of the top 100, and try and spend some money again to kind of quickly get back to being competitive in San Diego? Because I don't know how many more years they can give that fan base no hope.
I mean, the free agent market now is very, very weak these next couple of years. So there's not anybody to spend money on, really. And I think what they have to do is just regroup and start and dump off players now. You know, you can just, you know, go back in time and say, you know what, let's go from the bottom up. We're going to trade every valuable commodity we have. So everybody from, you know, Kemp and Upton and Shields and some of those nice young pitchers with guys like Tyson Ross.
Okay, so they'll take the patient approach, and 2, 3, 4 years from now, it'll pay dividends for them, and they're hoping they can be competitive and back near the top of the National League West.
Yeah, and that's one thing they have going for them now. It's not going to work this way, and there's, you know, the Frazier class is so weak right now, you know, there's no one to spend on. So, you know, especially with Steven Strasburg, a San Diego native, decided to stay put in Washington. So I think they have no choice.
Fair enough. Let's move on to the Houston Astros, who got off to an incredibly disappointing start after the magical 2015 season. All of a sudden, they move George Springer to leadoff spot, sparks the offense to scoring over a half a run more a game in the 10 games that Springer's been in the leadoff spot, and they've won 8 of those 10 games. What are you looking at from the Astros now? Have they kind of regrouped, and are they on their way to being what many of us expected they would be coming into the 2016 season?
Yeah, they really started to come on in May. I think another, I think, 16 and 12, something like that, in May. So it's a different team now. That team was grossly underachieving. And now I think they're getting themselves right. And there's plenty of time left, and that division is so wide open, they can get back in this thing in a hurry.
Now, they made a big trade in the offseason to add Ken Giles to their bullpen, and he got off to a horrible start. I know he's righted the ship a little bit, and recently that whole bullpen has righted the ship. But I think the one thing that's going to be available in spades in this trade deadline market is closers and relievers. Will the Astros be a contender for any of those relievers, or will they go in other directions as the deadline approaches to fortify their club?
Yeah, I think they'll go other directions, you know, try to get a starting pitcher rather than a late-inning reliever. And they gave up so much to get Giles, and Giles, is a good, four-plus years for being a free agent. So, they can't go back in that market. If they just kept what they had and not made some of these trades, they'd be much better off. Look at, well, Velasquez is pitching now for the Phillies, and they gave up a whole lot for Gomez, Carlos Gomez, and he's been one of the biggest busts in baseball. So the last few trades have not worked out at all.
I guess sometimes, Bob, even when you have a young group and you're starting to turn the corner, patience in many ways can be a virtue. And when you get nervous and when you pull the trigger too soon, sometimes it doesn't pay the dividends that you hope as you're watching some of your young prospects from your farm system now excelling on other teams around Major League Baseball as young rookies that would be in your control for an awful long time.
Yeah, exactly. They can backfire, and you think you're making the right move. And last year's made a whole lot of sense. I mean, Gomez almost went to the Mets. Luckily for the Mets, that trade fell apart when they didn't like his physical. And then they went the other direction and got Cespedes. Who knows how history would have played itself out if they had got Gomez. Maybe the Astros would have got Cespedes. Who knows? Last year made a whole lot of sense. This winter, too, getting a nice closer. A lot of people like Giles. It's just nobody thought that Giles would struggle like he is now.
Fair enough. And those are the dulcet tones of Bob Nightingale, who joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. The New York Mets, major offensive woes of late, major injury woes to that offense of late. What are they going to do as we move along here? Because I don't think they can continue to be in the bottom third of the league in runs scored or worse. I think they're actually 25th in the league in runs scored now. Lucas Duda is going to be out a long time. David Wright's going to be out a long time. I don't think they can afford to stand pat. Do you see them making moves offensively? And what type of moves do you see them making? Will they spend money? Will they give up real prospects, or will they try and do it with a Band-Aid?
I think they'll go the Band-Aid approach. They've been very conservative about spending money and trading prospects for help. So I think they will rely on the pitching and hope they do well enough where these guys can just provide a little bit of offense like a year ago. I mean, their big mistake was they never still left let Murphy go. David Murphy has been one of the best players in the National League this year. And they made a bad mistake by not believing in him, just letting him walk out the door.
It's funny. You mentioned Daniel Murphy, and he's really been the only protection in that lineup for Bryce Harper. And with that being the case, the Nationals have pitched very, very well this year. They're aggressive, and they do spend money, and they do have money to spend. How hard do they go at getting another bat to protect those two bats I mentioned as the deadline approaches?
I can see them being very aggressive. They do have a deep, deep farm system and plenty of money. So if there's that bat out there to go help them, they'll go do it. So I fully expect Mike Rizzo, the GM, to be very active in the trade market. In these next 7 weeks.
A couple of more before we let you run. And number one, the New York Yankees. Obviously, major offensive woes. I think they've been maybe the worst offense in all of Major League Baseball. The rotation's been better of late, but has been plagued by inconsistency. They got three great relievers. Will they end up ultimately being major sellers at the deadline? And if so, how many of those relievers go, and what are their expectations for the return for whichever relievers they do trade?
Well, yeah, they're not in it, but those are the guys they'll trade. I don't think they'll trade Betances, too young. They prefer not to trade Miller. They still have him under contract, this for 2.5 more years. The guy they'll trade for sure is Chapman. He's a free agent at the end of the year. I don't think they'll spend that kind of money to bring him back. They don't need that kind of luxury. So I fully expect Chapman to be traded. And I think everybody will be on this guy, every contender, because he's a difference maker. I fully expect a team at Chicago Cubs to go very big on Chapman.
You know, and you talked about the Cubs. You look at what they're doing. They've been the best team in Major League Baseball all year long. They knocked the cover off the ball. Their starting pitching from 1 through 5, even at the back, has been surprisingly good. And once you don't have, and once you don't need to win every day in the regular season, you don't have to go chase a 4th and 5th starter, because once you get to the postseason, if you're not a dogfight pennant race in the regular season, your 4th and 5th starters come the postseason are not all that valuable. If there's one thing I could see with the Cubs, it's getting some length in that bullpen. And they have a ton of prospects. They have a ton of money. You know, how many relievers do you see them going after in this trade market? And you mentioned Chapman. Where else do you perhaps see them going in this reliever market in order to fortify that bullpen, even though it's done very well this year, but to make it even stronger and even deeper for an extended postseason run?
Yeah, I would think they would jump in on everybody in the relief market. Whether it's the back end of the Milwaukee Brewers or Reds or Atlanta Braves, that sort of thing, just for a little bit help. And the difference maker, of course, is a guy like Chapman and or an Andrew Miller. The beauty about Miller, you get him for a couple more years after this. So I would think they'd be on Miller as well. So, the Diamondbacks aren't going anywhere if they wanted to. Could go after a guy like Brad Ziegler just to give them a different look. I would be stunned if they didn't get somebody for late inning help. Like you said, if you really need some long relief or anything like that, whoever doesn't make the rotation in the playoffs, you put that guy in the bullpen.
Yeah, and their bullpen's been, like I said, it's been good. Statistically, I guess the 7th best bullpen. But ultimately, when you get to the postseason, it really is, in so many ways, with the specialization in baseball, different looks, lefty-righty, depth and quality depth of the bullpen. So you'll be able to put a couple of the starters in as long guys, but you want to make sure you have lefty-righty balance, fast, slow, and a slew of guys you can throw at people. And the Cubs have the resources to go after these kind of guys. And I guess one of the guys that many people will be looking for is Javier Baez. Would they be willing to part with him in this trade market in order to fortify that bullpen, or is he somebody that is untouchable in the mind of Theo Epstein?
No, he can be moved very easily. So if there's Soler, Baez makes a whole lot more sense to trade than Soler at this point. You're going to have to give up something to get something. So I would think Baez would be the guy, easily the guy that they'd like to move just to get that help.
Well, final one on the Cubs from me before we let you go, because I am getting up against it here, so we got to be quick. I know some of their best – is there any chance any of their big young guys go, a guy like a Chris Bryant, not even at the deadline, but is that in the short-term future? Or because I know there's so much depth in that farm system, and there's guys that are big-time prospects that can play third base that are behind Bryant. Is he there long-term ultimately, or is he a guy who could be moved?
No, he's a long-term, an outstanding player. And the beauty about Bryant, you can move him around. You can move him around about 4 different positions. I think a guy could play shortstop if you had to. So, I don't see Bryant being ever moved, at least not foreseeable future. But, you got guys like Almora, Baez, keep going down the system and move those guys. And there's plenty of guys to choose from if a team wants to make a move.
Fair enough. Bob, as always, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it. Your work in USA Today is unparalleled, and the insight that you bring to our show also unparalleled. Thanks so much. We'll do it again real soon, my friend.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Bob Nightingale joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this week here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at SportsByline USA, and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time.
Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great addition to the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there.